good. How y'all doing? It's one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video Andrew Tate sent talking about what feminists don't understand. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, yep, YouTube video promotion,
yep,
record pool promotion,
yep,
blog placements,
yep,
radio airplay promotion,
yep,
SoundCloud promotion, and
yep,
much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Need online marketing promotions? Check us out, promopalace.biz. One-stop shop. Promote your music, product, brand, or your service. Also, if you're a dog lover or cat lover, you like t-shirts or hoodies, go to promopals.biz, click on merchandise, and we got the new little apparel for all you dog lovers, cat lovers, animal lovers, or animal rights activists. So let's get into it. Andrew Tate, what feminists don't understand.
Feminists all the time. My biggest argument against feminism, and I get a lot of them, I say, listen, I have no problem with women being equal under the law. In fact, you already are. I'd argue you have benefits under the law. If you look at divorce law, sure, or custody law, I can't think of a single law where a man has an advantage over a woman. Not one.
I can think of one.
What is it?
Men can be bare-chested in public.
I stand corrected.
I didn't hear what he said.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected.
But one ain't much.
I think we can fix that one for the ladies.
One.
If they want to have a go at it. But in general, I think we're already equal under the law. I don't believe in the gender pay gap. That's been debunked a billion times. But I sit there and I say to these feminists who say that we don't need men for anything. I had an argument with a feminist. She goes, why do we even need men? I said, listen, my dear, which she hated. My dear, you need men to defend feminism. Because we're sitting here and arguing and we're differing
facts.
Opinions. And there's four of you women that's here by myself and we're differing. But if this argument were to become heated and fever pitch, and let's say you were to attack me with an ashtray, right? And I were to defend myself. The only chance you four would stand is calling a man, a police officer, to come
facts.
Attack you.
You
need
facts.
Men to stand up for your ideals. You want a feministic society, but if another country comes to destroy you, you need men to go fight in that army. If there's going to be
facts.
Crime in your feministic society, you need men to turn up and deal with it.
Facts.
The only reason feminism survives is because men will allow you to have your idea and defend your idea for you.
Facts.
When the Taliban took back Afghanistan, the reason
Preach.
That the local people that the USA had trained, the Afghani Defense Force, the reason the ADF gave up so quickly is because they looked around at the ideals they were defending and realized this is bullshit. Imagine this. America are there. They're giving you money. You're not really even in a war. You're sitting around with a gun. Taliban are just chilling. It's pretty easy, right? America leave. Taliban start mobilizing up. You're standing there next to a girl's school with your AK. You're going to look at the girl's school and go, fuck it. And you're going to quit. Why are you going to fight for that girl's school? Now, feminism's so real. Why don't the girls fight for their
thank you.
Oh, it turns out
thank
when there
you.
Aren't men prepared to die for feminism, it all goes away. When aren't men prepared to defend
Preach.
The feministic ideal,
facts.
Then feminism's not even a real thing. You need men who are prepared to die for this garbage. So when a feminist goes, what do we need men for? For feminism. Because
thank
when,
you.
When the women had to defend their own school, guess what happened? It closed down.
Down.
It's not even a real concept. Men are always going to be the physical bottom line of society. Violence is always going to be the unfortunate underpinning of civilized society, and men are simply more capable of violence. So any idea you hold,
facts.
Any idea you want in your mind, understand that any idea, any law, and all of these things are underpinned by violence. You're only allowed to have the idea because society has said so. If they say you're not allowed it and you continue to have it, sooner or later, they'll become violent against you like they have against me. That's what happens. So when feminists sit there and say, we don't need men, they are just so brutally ignorant to the fact that, yes, you do. You wouldn't be able to function or have an opinion differing to a man in society if there weren't men prepared to defend you.
So thank
absolute
you.
Absolute and utter bullshit.
This is the thing. The concept of privilege has been bastardized a lot over the last few years, but you truly have to be in an incredibly privileged position to even ask that question as to why is one of the sexes even necessary. But it goes for either one, right? You're living in Unicornia if you can't even think in your brain, and you've been living there for a long time, if you can't even perceive in your brain as to, oh, okay, yeah, maybe I feel this way, but yeah, actually, if I think, yeah, okay, yeah, men are necessary. Oh, yeah, actually, women are, yeah, we need both.
And that's the thing. And I'll sit here and say, as the number one most hated fucking misogynist on the internet.
Let me stop real quick. He's right. Just for the purpose of procreation, we need both. We really do. We really do. We need both. That's the thing. Laws of nature is life is created with male and female, you know. And technically, they say that you could, based on what Akon was saying, you could just masturbate in an incubator. And I don't know what you would need from the female aspect of that. But, yeah, like women say they don't need us for like, their idea not needing us is like a financial thing. Like they could go get their own job, get their own money, get their own car. That's cool. But like he said, when somebody decides to come over to this country and take your car and your house and your job, who are you going to need to defend that? Men. And you know, so you women are always going to need men.
Because they say I'm something I'm not. I always say women are beautiful. Women should be protected.
They are. They're beautiful.
You should protect and provide for your woman. We need women. Relationships are beautiful. Families beautiful. I never sit here and say, sorry. I never sit here and say that women are not necessary. Whereas the other side are saying the complete opposite, saying that men should be euthanized. And they're all over social media.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. On my last emergency meeting, because I'm on Rumble now, for anyone who's asking where I am, YouTube deleted me. I've moved to Rumble.com. Rumble.com/TateSpeech. I did an emergency meeting there, and there was a story about five women who made up a story that they were sexually assaulted at a party by a guy purely because they didn't like him. And they kept the story up the entire summer. The guy was kicked out of school, was arrested, had to pay a bail before eventually, when the pressure got up, all five of them admitted that they literally completely made it up because they didn't like him. He lost his school, lost his job. He was suicidal. He was spent 2 months in jail, etc. Guess what? All five of them are still on Instagram. Of course. I'm not.
Great point. And another thing I want to bring in on that too is they accused him for rape. And as soon as a woman accuses a man for rape, people automatically assume it's true. If a man was accused a woman for rape, they would laugh at him. They would laugh in his face. So there's definitely not equality in that, you know. And there is women that do, there's female pedophiles. There's female pet molesters and pedophiles. There has been cases of women raping men, you know. I ain't gonna lie, it's not. Most men are willing, so it's not, you know, like the hardest thing to do to rape a man. But there's definitely no equality in the fact that they automatically assume the man did it every time a woman screams rape with no proof, no evidence, no DNA, no witness yet, nothing. There's people automatically making that assumption. Oh yeah, he's guilty. He's guilty. You know, like Deshaun Watson, like he still hasn't been found guilty for what the women try to say, what they try to say he did, you know, not like some of them try to say he committed criminal acts. He was not charged with any criminal acts. And until you see actual proof and evidence, we can't really totally make assumptions, you know, and whatnot. But yeah, he's right. Women need men for feminism, because if it wasn't for men agreeing with women in the first place, feminism wouldn't have any leg to stand on, you know, because I mean, mankind is 200,000 years old, and it wasn't until American society when women's rights came about, really, like, really having full rights. Because over there in Europe and Asia and Arabic countries and a lot of European countries, you know, they're not with that. Like, there was still a lot of Arabic countries where women couldn't show their faces until recently. They couldn't show any breast cleavage or anything of that nature. They wasn't going for that in a lot of countries over there. And I think Asian countries still aren't cool with women, like, wearing, like, shirts that show their cleavage on their breast or anything of that nature. We still got to stop acting like this all isn't fairly new as far as world society goes. We're over 200,000 years old. They've traced people back as old as 200,000 years ago in Africa. So, you know, feminism and all this women's right thing is literally not even 1,000 years old, man. Just pump the brakes, man. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to Paul Pinkett Podcast, and I'm out.